It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded over the last couple of weeks at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what this episode of Opinions Matter is all about, and by the way, it's very different to any episode you will have heard during the week, I want to give a big shout out to our current show sponsors, and that is Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture. If you're looking to transform your home or business with fresh new flooring, then it's time to talk to the experts, Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture. Now, with over 50 years of experience, they've built a reputation you can walk on, literally. See what they did there? From domestic to commercial carpets, flooring and vinyl, their team covers it all nationwide. And the best part, they offer a free measure and sample service so you can see and feel the quality before you buy. Now, you can either call them on 01 847 3320 or you can visit them in store at Harmonstown Road in Artane and Dublin 5 or on Main Street in Rush, just beside the Strand Bar. So whether you're renovating one room or an entire space, remember the name. Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture, cutting carpets every day. And my thanks to all of the gang at Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture for sponsoring the Opinions Matter podcast. It's great to have you on board. And if you are a regular listener to our podcast, why not give them a bit of business? Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture at Harmonstown Road in Artane or Main Street, Rush. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Well, this is what we call Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version. And this is episode number 38. So if you're a regular listener to the podcast, you will know that every day we publish a different episode about a different topic, whether it's a topic that's in the news or one of our listeners once brought up. And we broadcast our show live on our Facebook page every weekday afternoon. The address, facebook.com/AdrianK and Jeremy D. That's our Facebook page. That's where we do the show live. But every day when we go live on Facebook, we have to wait a while to build up the audience before we get into our main topic of the day. So myself and Jeremy and sometimes Katie sit here in our lovely studio talking utter shite. And that is what you're going to get on this latest episode of Opinions Matter. Us talking utter random rubbish. Like, for example, why are there no Italian chippers in Italy? We hear Jeremy's theory about what happens to the water from your toilet when you flush a floater down, and the significance of an upside-down pineapple. Jeremy hadn't a clue what the significance is, do you? We'll find out all of that on this latest episode of Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version. And by the way, everything that you hear from this point on is completely unedited. We haven't listened to it at all. We've just thrown it into the podcast and hope for the best. Let's start last week. How are you?
Buonasera, buonasera.
What?
Buonasera.
Why are you speaking Spanish?
That's not Spanish. Buonasera.
Italian? Why are you speaking Italian?
I just think we need to sex up this podcast. This podcast has become very dull lately.
So you're what? You're going to start speaking Italian?
That's the only Italian I know. Believe it or not, guys.
So where does the conversation go after that?
Buonasera. And that Italian beer that they give each other in the ropes and the buckets, what's that called?
Birra Moretti.
Yeah, buonasera, birra Moretti. It's actually one
Moretti,
of the...
Moretti, you fool.
What's it called?
Moretti. Moretti.
Moretti is the name of it. Buonasera, Moretti. It's the one country in Europe that I've never been to, believe it or not.
Oh, it's a great country.
Is it? What's great about it?
Everything. Everything.
What have the Italians ever done for us?
They've got towers that lean.
They do.
They've big, huge...
By the way, if you're... Just stop everything. Stop everything.
What?
Here. If you're someone... And I don't know you very well, yeah?
Jeez, you know me 30-odd years.
Nah. I wouldn't even spot you if you walked by me on the street. Wouldn't know you.
Come on, anyway.
Now, I don't know you very well, but I can guarantee you this. You have been to the Lean in Tower Pisa.
I have.
And you got a photograph pretending to hold it
I
up.
Did.
You're a wanker.
Everybody does it.
No, the wanker.
At least I've been there.
Absolute wanker of a man.
No. Everybody does it. You wouldn't know, though, because you...
And as my mum used to say when I was a kid, if everybody put their hand in the fire, Jeremy, would you put your hand in the fire?
You what? Probably would.
So how do you do it? Now, where is Pisa?
It's in northern Italy.
Give me somewhere where it's near, because I've never been to Italy.
Florence.
Sorry, I have been to Italy.
Where?
I went through the smelly place.
The smelly place?
The smelly place with the boats. What's it called?
Venice.
I was in Venice for a couple of hours.
Yeah, okay.
I was looking at property there.
You weren't. You were doing a charity thing.
No. I was looking at...
Be buying property in Venice.
Oh, yes, I was.
You were there for a couple of hours buying property.
Well, they flew me out.
Shut up.
No, I was.
Walter!
Walter?
Yeah.
I was offered, Walter, give it over. I was offered a seafront property.
You weren't offered anything with the sword, Walter.
Yes, I was, yes.
No, Walter, no. You weren't.
By the way, you'd be very stupid to buy property in Venice. That's why I pulled out of the deal. It was the sinking fund. Literally a sinking fund. Why would you buy property in Venice?
You wouldn't.
Literally, there's no reason because it gets flooded, doesn't it?
Anyway, Pisa is in northeast Italy, basically.
So,
Near Florence.
For those of you who don't know,
Florence.
Most of you who listen to this podcast, the height of your travels is Salou.
Yeah,
in the summer. What are you saying? Yeah,
what's wrong with Salou?
There's nothing wrong with it. I went there myself last year, but our listeners wouldn't be discerning travelers, if you know what I mean.
Yeah,
yeah. They think that like Puerto Rico and Gran Canaria is luxurious.
They do.
It's not. Now the other Puerto Rico is.
Puerto Rico and the Canaries is more luxurious.
No, the other Puerto Rico.
That's a kip.
Oh, no, it's not.
Sorry, it is a kip.
Sorry, the Bacardi factory is there.
Yeah, I know that, but it's still a kip.
Anyway, Italy, yeah. Venice, the only place I've ever been in Italy. And you're saying it's a nice place to go to. My mum would be a regular traveller to Bari.
Oh, yeah, that's in the heel of Italy.
Yeah,
I've never been there.
To Bari. And you know something? I don't know if we have any Italian listeners. Arrivederci. Well, that's goodbye.
That's goodbye, yeah. What's any Italian listeners? Goodbye.
Ciao. Ciao. I don't know if we have any Italian listeners, but I wonder if anybody can answer this question. Because I've asked my mum this before. How come there's no chippers in Italy?
What do you mean, how come?
That's a very straightforward question. How come? Can anybody answer that question? How come?
Like we have Italian chippers here.
So apparently what happened is in the 80s, yeah?
Mm.
Italians came over to it wasn't the 80s, I'm sure, was it? Was it before that?
It was before the 80s,
When did we first have chippers in Ireland?
I don't know. But I've always known chippers.
Yeah, clearly. Look at the stadia.
You love a chipper as well.
I do love a chipper.
Yeah, who doesn't?
My local chipper would be San Marino. That's Italian. San Marino.
Even though San Marino isn't in Italy.
But it's in Italian because they all speak Italian in the chipper. They haven't lost their accent, by the way.
No, I know.
But these young fellas that serve me chips were born in Dublin. And you go in and they go, you want the batter the boga? Do you want the batter the boga? So why? How did it happen? Explain to me.
What do you mean, how did it happen? That Italians came over and became experts at making batter burger and chips?
Okay, because I've spoken to my mum about this extensively, because she's well-travelled. She's done the whole lot of Italy, from one end to the other, yeah?
Yeah.
So she started off with Garda, down the back of the boot, down to the heel, went over to Sicily.
Very good.
To Palermo.
Great city.
She went to Palermo.
Great city, I've been there as well.
And then she went up the front.
Why have you never been to Italy? You're so uncultured.
There's no chippers.
Like, you're so uncultured. Like,
why can you not get a chipper? So I've asked her, has she ever seen a chipper in...
No, you don't see them, no.
Why?
I don't know. Yeah, it's a good question. Why do they come over to Ireland and start making us chips?
Yeah, so when the Italians all left, that they'll come to Ireland, yeah?
They don't all speak like that.
They do. So how come when they left to come to Ireland, yeah? And fair play to you, lads, you didn't sponge off the dole, which is great.
Yeah.
I'm delighted you came over here. How come when they all arrived, Giuseppe turned around to your man... The beggar fella.
The beggar fella?
Yeah. Giovanni change. And they said, what are we doing in Ireland? We'll start to make the potatoes in the fat. Why did they do that?
I don't know.
That's a terrible Italian
accent. Well, apparently,
accent.
According to Anthony, the first chipper in Ireland was opened in Dublin in the 1880s by, where did he get this information? He must have Googled this. By Italian immigrant Giuseppe Servi.
So he
was the first Italian that opened a chipper in 1880.
That's in mad. 1880, so they were making. But why are there no chippers in Italy?
I don't know.
Or are there?
I've never seen one. I've been in Italy several times and I've never seen a chipper.
Who's the there's loads of them, those fuckers. They're all over the place.
Who?
Loads of them. What's their names? They've about 60 chippers. What's their names? Borzas.
Oh, yeah, there's loads of them.
Yeah, well, what's the story with them?
What do you mean, what's the story with them?
How was there so many Borzas?
I don't know. Ring them and ask them.
What? No, but how come?
They're obviously good entrepreneurs.
So there's Borzas, yeah?
Yeah.
And then there's the other ones.
Marconis.
Marconi's?
Or Marzoni's or...
Mizzoni. No, they make a pizza. That's okay, you can make a pizza, but then there's the other lads who they're not very liked. The Roma Gypsies.
The what?
The Romas. There's loads of chippers called Roma.
They're nothing to do with the Gypsies, though.
Oh, I think you'll find they are.
Do you think you'll find they're not?
Where did they get that name?
I don't know. Well, Roma is the name of their capital city.
No, that's Rome.
Roma in Italian.
Is that what it's called? Yeah. If I hadn't been there. So, if you go
Napoli
to...
Napoli is Naples.
I didn't know that either. I thought that was two separate places. It's not the same place, is it?
Really?
No, is it?
Are you being serious here?
Yeah, I am being serious.
Yeah. Roma is the city in Italian.
Okay.
Napoli is the city in Italian.
Somebody says, yeah.
In Napoli. You know that song?
No, what is it? Sarah Stevens says, can we say that actually? I don't know about that comment there. I don't know if we can say that. She mentioned a certain chipper and she said they're rude cunts.
I think we better not.
How can you be a rude cunt in a chipper? Like, there's no service. You literally go up to the counter, yeah?
Yeah.
Which is way too high, by the way.
Yeah, it's unnecessarily high.
That really pisses my son off. So my son has got a bit of independence now. He has his own credit card. Well,
he's hanging around the chipper, is he?
He's hanging around the chipper in his Canada Goose jacket.
Good lad.
Yeah. But he goes around to get his own chipper. And he has to give kids independence. Just because you mollycollied your kids.
Mollycollied?
Mollycollied.
I mollycollied my kids. What the fuck is that?
You mollycollied them.
Mollycoddled, you fool.
What?
I mollycoddled.
Mollycollied.
No, you dope. No,
anyway, you mollycollied your kids. I'm trying to cut the apron strings of my young fella, and he goes around to the chipper, yeah?
Yeah.
And you know my young fella is quite short, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? And, Sarah says she's back on. I'm talking about your local Jeremy. Oh, no, I can't badmouth them. I can't badmouth my local chipper. They give me lovely food. But when my young fella goes around, he's so short that they can't see him behind the counter. And he'd just be standing at the counter waiting for about a half an hour because they can't see him. Why is the counter so high in chippers?
Can he not just climb up or something?
No, so he walks into the chipper, yeah?
And he's standing there for hours on end.
Hello, mister. Can I have a burger?
God, his voice is broken.
Not
how are you?
Like, he started vaping, so it'll happen soon. And they can't... where is that the voice coming from? I can't hear anybody in the chipper. Why is the counter so high?
I don't know.
What is the reason?
Ring them and ask them.
No, but why?
I don't know.
When the carpenter went in, yeah? To Borges or whatever.
Yeah.
And said, how are you, Mr. Borges? I'm here to put your counter in, yeah?
Yeah.
Why did Mr. Borges say, I want the counter at 7 foot, at the tall?
But if he said it like that, then your man didn't understand what he was saying.
Oh, is that what it was?
Anyway, I love a good chipper. You give me a goo now for a chipper on the way home today.
I love a good chipper, but I don't like them on my doorstep.
Meaning?
Chippers attract scum.
You have to say your young fella goes around the chipper.
Ah, yeah, once a week.
On his own?
Off a Friday.
I'd say he's hassling elbows and all those are going in.
he threw a few black cats in an elbow last week. He's grand, it's all good. We sorted it out. No, but don't they bring down an area? Like, you won't see a chipper in Killiney.
Will you?
No, you won't.
I don't know.
Wait, is there a chipper in Killiney?
There's certainly one in Ballybrack Village.
Like, where you grew up, Ballybrack, Kip. Absolute.
It's not a Kip.
Destitute-ridden Kip, yeah? Of a place, yeah? Ballybrack, yeah? There's about six chippers within a stone's throw.
There's only one chipper in Ballybrack.
There's six chippers within a stone's throw.
There isn't six chippers.
And the reason you know it's a stone throw is because the young fellas all throw stones there. They can literally throw stones from chipper to chipper.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. No other podcast sounds like it. That's probably just as well.
I want to talk about, now this has never been an issue for you. So what I'm about to talk about, you won't be able to relate to. Because you've never experienced it. It's like me talking about blowjobs. You just wouldn't know. You'd sit there with a blank face.
I had one once.
82.
What?
1982.
It was 1982. Anyway, go on.
Hey, So when your kids were in school,
mm-hmm.
and WhatsApp hadn't been invented.
Yep.
Correct.
Yeah, nearly correct, yeah.
Yeah.
My daughter was in school when WhatsApp.
No, she wasn't.
She was, actually.
No. But in fairness, you were still picking your daughter up from school when she was in sixth year in secondary school. Anyway, WhatsApp groups weren't invented, yes?
Yep.
When your kids were in school.
Yeah, no, it wasn't.
So you've never had the heartache of being in a parent's WhatsApp group.
No, I haven't, yes.
So for the last few years, those of you who are parents will understand the pain. So for the last few years, I've got away with it because I just haven't added myself to any of the parents' WhatsApp groups. And I had a row with the wife on Monday. Which is standard. It's standard on a Monday. Monday is row day in our house.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
What, religiously?
I know, Tuesday would be as well. And then Wednesday. Wednesday can be as well, yeah? Thursday is so often row day as well. Why didn't you put out the fucking bins? I always forget to put out the bins.
Oh, is your bins on a Wednesday?
No, Thursday.
Thursday?
Wednesday night. Yeah, but they go on a Thursday night.
So Friday?
No, they go out on a, sorry. Yes, they go out on a Thursday. No, they go out on a Wednesday night for a Thursday.
Oh, right, okay. No, yeah. Ours are Monday.
Oh, I didn't ask.
Well, but I'm telling you. Yeah. And it means it goes out on a Sunday, so you don't forget it.
Who's your bin company?
Panda.
Yes, we're Panda as well. Or are we Key West? That shows how much interest I have in the house. Anyway, on Monday I had a row with the wife, and you've all been there, lads. And she turned around to me and she says, well, you know what? I'm adding you to all these parents' WhatsApp groups. You've gotten away with it for too long, Jerry. She calls me Jerry now as well.
Mm-hmm.
You've gone away. So she added me to all the parents' WhatsApp groups. Holy fuck. Holy fuck. So you don't know, because again, we could talk about blowjobs.
Okay, yeah.
You don't know.
Go on, tell me.
You've never walked in my shoes.
Okay, but describe
just
it to me.
Messages about nothing. Adam came home without his home. Am I allowed to read these messages at GDPR?
As long as you're not naming anybody.
Well, I just named Adam.
Who's Adam? Adam could be anybody.
Well, you don't know him from Adam, do you?
No.
So Adam... Oh. But I get in trouble for this.
No, go on.
Adam came home without his homework journal. Does anybody know what English homework Mrs. can't say her name, obviously,
gave
the kids today? And then there's 20 messages after it saying, oh, poor Adam, poor Adam. Oh, here's the homework. And fuck off!
Can you not mute the group? Can you not mute the WhatsApp group?
My wife has told me that I have to be, she wants to see engagement from me in the group. That's what she said. She says, I don't want you to mute the group. I want to see you engaging.
So did you reply about Adam's homework?
No, because I don't even know. I couldn't even tell you my kids' teachers' names. Couldn't tell you their names.
Really?
No, I don't know their names.
That's very concerning.
Not for me. Oblivious. There's certain things I don't need to know about. Say when I turn on a tap at home, yeah?
Yeah.
You know when you turn on a tap at home to have a glass of water, yeah? Do you ever think about... Where does the water come from?
I do all the time, yeah.
It was the same water that you did a dump in, and now you're drinking it. Do you ever think about that? No, you don't. Because there's certain things you don't need to think about.
I don't drink from the dump water.
It's the same water.
It's hardly the same water.
See, the water you do a dump in,
yeah,
ends up being your drinking water.
No, it doesn't. It goes out to the treatment plant.
Yeah, but it comes back as drinking water. It's the same water.
It's hardly the same water.
It is the same water. It's just being treated.
So I have a poo... I flush it down the jacks, and then it comes back out my tap.
Why did you have to say you flushed it down the jacks? Obviously you did. Nobody does a poo and not flushes it down.
Some people do.
Who?
Dirty bastards. I saw a floater in the toilet the other day.
Can I just digress for a second?
Yeah.
Myself and my wife went to view a house once, and it was a beautiful house that we were thinking of buying together.
Yeah.
Because that's what you do.
Yeah.
But you don't know if it was lovely or not. So we went to visit the house, and we went upstairs, and it was lovely, and I had an attic bedroom, which I like. I like an attic bedroom with a skylight.
Oh yeah, lovely.
There's nothing better than making love while looking at the stars. Is there though? Again, I'm talking about some lady who has no knowledge of. What's making love? What are stars?
Anyway, but you can have it.
We were very interested in this house. It was in a good neighbourhood, yeah, Ballyogan. Good postal address.
Ballyogan?
Yeah, lovely neighbours, lovely row of houses. Very, very plush.
Okay, yeah.
Very plush in Ballyogan.
That's not what you said off air the other day.
No,
you were run the place into the ground.
It was a lovely house, very, very nice, and lovely neighbours, you know, and it's just a lovely neighbourhood in Ballyogan.
That's not what you said off air.
Anyway, we were like, yeah, this house
is for us.
It has us written all over it.
Very good, yeah.
And then we went into the toilet downstairs, the ensuite.
You don't have an ensuite downstairs.
You do.
An ensuite is attached to a bedroom, you fool.
Is that what an ensuite is? I thought an ensuite was like a standalone bathroom. What are they called then? It was an off-suite. I don't know.
An ensuite is a bathroom attached to a bedroom.
Didn't know that.
Who didn't know that?
Me. Hands up.
Anyway,
so we went. It was a bathroom that's underneath the stairs.
Yeah. What it is. A bathroom suite. Underneath the stairs.
An ensuite.
No.
Who knew? Anyway, we opened the door and we were like, "Let's have. Oh, this is novel. This is a bathroom underneath the stairs."
What?
You've never seen one.
Everyone
before.
Has one of them.
In Ballyogan, apparently they do. Beautiful house. Beautiful neighbourhood. Lovely postal address. Salt of the air neighbours. The kind of people I like.
But why did you say the exact opposite on the air? I wouldn't be caught dead in Ballyogan.
Prove it.
Anyway.
So we open the door and we go in, and in the toilet underneath the stairs, in the off suite.
Under the stairs. The jacks under the stairs. Yeah. That's what it's called.
The off suite. And there was a big floater in the toilets, and we couldn't put a bid in for the house after seeing it, because I knew, yeah, that if I moved into that house,
mm-hmm.
that every time I sat in that toilet, I would picture the floater.
So that was the end of that.
Didn't buy the house because of that.
Stormed out the door.
No, we didn't storm out the door. We were
did
nice.
You not flush the jacks?
Oh, no, I don't. There's lots of things I won't do for another man.
And yeah? Flush his toilet is one of them.
And flush his toilet. No, that is your job. That is your job.
But then you went home and you poured tap water out of the tap, and it was the floater.
So the point is, it's all this. Now, people are getting very angry about this, and I don't get this. So the water that you drink in your tap is the same water that was in your toilet. It comes from the same boiler, you fucking idiots. It comes from that big tank.
No, but you're saying that when you flush the toilet and your floater goes off, yeah?
Can we stop saying floaters? People listen to
your
podcast.
Your poo goes off.
No, stop saying poo.
Your shite.
Excrement.
Who calls their shite excrement?
Your stools.
Your stools.
No, I like that word, stools, yeah.
Okay, so you flush the toilet and your stools go off down the drain, yeah?
Yeah.
And then they come back out your tap.
They go down to Ringsend, yeah.
What are they going to Ringsend for?
That's where the treatment is.
Stools in Ringsend.
That's where the treatment is.
Okay, it goes down to Ringsend.
And it goes into this big machine, because I looked this up. Why are we even talking about this?
Go on, is it? Cause
and it gets treated with chemicals and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And the poo is all removed. And then it gets put back into circulation. And when you turn on your tap, it's the same water.
So you're telling me I get shite water out of my tap?
No, it's been treated. It's treated water.
Oh, you're a fool of a man.
That takes me back to the point is there's certain things that I don't need to know. And I don't know my kids' teachers' names. We were in Costa 2 weeks ago, myself and my wife. That was one of the days we didn't have a row. Actually, it was a nice day. Went to Costa. Then she
Oh, do you have a row every day?
Ah, pretty much. Yeah. No, not rows.
I don't blame her.
Disagreements. Oh, no, I'm always at fault. And we bumped into the teacher, one of our kids' teachers.
Mm-hmm.
And we were having this conversation, and then she left. And I said to Sue, my wife, I said, "That's a lovely woman. Do you work with her?" And she goes, "No, you fucking dope." Very abusive sometimes to me, she is.
I don't blame her. No, you fucking dope.
Yeah, that's literally our daughter's teacher.
And you had never...
News to me. Why would I need to know that?
So as a result now, so you're in a parents' group and you've been told to engage.
And Adam forgot his homework journal yesterday. And
okay, so you know Adam's name. Do you know the teacher's name? Do you still not know the teacher's name?
Yeah, because it says it at the top of the WhatsApp group.
Oh, right, okay.
Mrs.
Yeah.
Mrs. McGonagall's class, let's just say.
Right,
that's
okay.
That's not her name, by the way.
Okay, so why are you saying Mrs. McGonagall? In case there is a Mrs. McGonagall.
Well, I'm sure there is a Mrs. McGonagall, but it's Mrs. McGonagall's class. But the posts that go in are just ridiculous. Does anybody... Okay, so here's one from another parent. This is probably breaking GDPR.
I'm sure it is.
This is from another parent in the WhatsApp group, yeah? Okay. Does anyone know what the weather is going to be like tomorrow? Now, I'm going to change this kid's name. Let's call this kid Hugo.
Hugo?
Oh, yeah, that's a popular name for kids nowadays.
Is it?
Ah, yeah, in Ballyogan it would be, where we were thinking of buying a house. I'll call Hugo.
But you don't like Ballyogan.
Oh, I do.
No, that's not what you said off air.
Does anybody know what the weather is going to be like tomorrow? I don't know whether or not to pack Hugo a wind cheater or not. Now, I'm sorry, to that mother.
Is that a real message?
Yeah, it is, yeah. To that mother.
Go on to fucking Google.
Yes, Aaron. We're literally... And, sorry, even if it's going to be raining tomorrow, yeah? Just put the fucking wind cheater in the bag. They fold up really, really small. Why do parents have to ask this question? And then another one. Sorry, the other one. Which has absolutely no... I'm so angry with these WhatsApp groups. And I have to engage. So I just click it.
So what would happen if you leave that group?
Oh, no, I can't. Oh, well, death.
Death?
Divorce and then death. Which is the same thing, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
So what I generally do is just click the thumbs up thing.
Oh, to show engagement.
So look, I'm going to add thumbs up to that message. There we go. Look, thumbs up there. That's my... So then another message.
Yeah.
So this is 7 o'clock yesterday evening, yeah? And I'm sitting at home ready to watch the football match, yeah? Just any old football match.
Yeah, no, yeah. There was a particular football match on last night.
And I'm sitting at home ready to watch it. I had my cans of beer out and stuff like
you
that.
You don't drink beer?
Oh, we needed it for that match. Come on. And a message comes in. Does anyone know what time Dunn's is open till tonight? In a fucking school, sorry for my bad language, in a school parents WhatsApp group. Now, can I say to that woman...
Did you give that a thumbs up?
Give me a name for her, because I can't use her name.
Bridget.
Bridget. Now, can I just say to you, Bridget, yeah? If you Google Dunn's Cornell's Court, for argument's sake, it'll literally tell you what the... There's no need to put that shit into a WhatsApp group. Anyway... If you're a parent, I had to get that up off my chest. If you are a parent who's in a parents WhatsApp group, I really feel sorry for you. In fact, it's so painful, I'd rather take divorce than stay in those groups. Like, if my wife gives me the option and says, if you leave those groups, divorce papers...
You might just take it.
...will be issued. Now, you've had loads of divorce papers issued...
Loads, yeah,
...in your life. Is it bad? But I take it on the chin.
I just take it on the chin.
Take it on the chin and say, you know what? I may be getting a divorce, but at least I'm not in those fucking WhatsApp groups.
Big debates from the serious to the ridiculous. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
I have to discuss this. Now, you're not part of this lifestyle, and neither am I, because...
Lifestyle?
The single lifestyle.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. Yeah, no, I'm not, no.
So a friend of mine, a female friend, Emily...
Emily, how are you?
No, it's not Emma. No, this is a bone of contention. She doesn't like...
Oh, her name is Emma-Lee.
Yes.
Oh, not Emily.
No, if you call her Emily to her face, she actually punches you.
So Emma-Lee. So you have to say it quite deliberately.
There's a gap.
Emma-Lee. Yeah, go on, Emma-Lee. Yeah.
Not Emily.
Yeah, no, I get it.
No, you're not leaving enough of a gap.
Emma-Lee.
Probably say dash as well.
Emma-Lee.
There you go. She'd be happy with that. And she doesn't mind me saying this because I met up with her. She's at my gig on Saturday night and we were talking about this. And she says, oh, yeah, you have to talk about this in the podcast. Anyway, Emma-Lee. You have to leave about 2 seconds.
Okay.
Just to distinguish her from... Because she doesn't like the name Emily.
Well, why is she even using the name Emma-Lee?
Because that's two different names. Emma-Lee and Emily are...
That's
two
ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
You tell her that the next time you see her. She went to your gig a couple of weeks ago.
Did she?
She said it was shite. That's a true story.
No, that's not a true story. That was not said.
That she was at your gig, yeah?
She didn't say it was shite.
And she said you were parading around like a gobshite.
I was parading around like a gobshite.
Yeah, shouting things on the mic like, put your hands in the air! Like, what's this, the 70s? Put your hands in the air!
This is hopping.
Give it up! Yeah, she's not a fan of your gig anyway, but that's neither here nor there. Anyway.
I don't want to talk about her now.
No, so Emma-Lee.
Emily, yeah. Come on, Emily.
No, Emma.
No, I'm going to call her Emily.
You wouldn't call that to her face.
Why?
By the way, you can't lose customers. You can't afford to lose customers at your gig. No, you can't.
There's not enough room. You have to book tables to get in.
Of course. Oh, the propaganda that you come out with. Anyway, yes?
Yes, Emily.
Emma-Lee has recently become single in the last couple of months. And she has joined Tinder.
Very good.
If you become single nowadays...
It's the thing to do.
There's nothing else to do. How would you find... I know where you'd find a woman.
Where?
Ben Burb Street.
What is Ben Burb Street?
It's not happening anymore. Really? Is that... Sorry. Oh. Great. We'd erase that bit from the podcast. Delete.
What is Ben Burb Street? Is a lovely street up near Houston Station.
Chop and edit. So back in the day, a lot of you may not be aware of this, and I only know it because I used to do reports up there. Ben Burb Street was the Brazzers capital of Dublin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's where the Brazzers, which is a stupid word. What's a Brazzer?
I mean, you're the one using it. Most people would just say prostitutes.
I don't like that word. It's a dirty word. So I don't like that word.
No, Brazzers.
That shames people in the sex trade. Don't shame them, Adrian, okay?
What, you don't think Brazzers does that?
Ladies of the night, yeah?
Ladies of the night.
Although they operate at all times now.
Yeah, no, that's the point.
That's bizarre.
There's no need to hang around the streets like... what'd you say?
We were doing a bit of research there a couple of months ago on the topic we were doing, and I looked up one of the websites. Escort Ireland is what it's called.
Yeah.
I thought it was a car website for buying old Ford Escorts because it was my favourite car in the 80s. Used to love them.
It's not.
Well, I found that out when I went on to Escort Ireland. I thought I was going to buy myself a lovely Ford Escort. They start operating at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
That's not natural.
Well, it's not natural about it.
That's not natural.
Anyway,
Jess prefers the word hooker. Can we define or agree on a word and just call it that word?
A prostitute.
No, don't like that word. It's shaming people in the sex trade.
A hooker.
A hooker. Okay. Anyway, they start. A lot of them start business.
How do you know all this?
Because we looked at the website.
No, I don't remember that. No.
You gave me the URL.
You literally
gave me the URL. You said, Jeremy, go on to Escort Ireland. I said, oh, lovely. I'll buy you a secondhand Ford. No Fords. Now, there's a lot of things on that website with high mileage. I'm just saying.
Well, you get on with it anyway.
And there was one that had the gearbox broken.
Oh.
Yeah, you don't want to go near that. But anyway, they start their business because you go on to the different profiles, yeah? So you go into Escort Ireland, you go into the first girl, and her name is Katya.
Katya, yeah.
Katya. Is that how you pronounce that word?
How do you know her name?
She's the first name that came up.
How do you remember it?
It's got a very memorable name. How do you pronounce it?
Katya.
That's what you called her, was it?
You're a fool, man.
Anyway, you go up to Katya, yeah? And she says, originally from Lithuania, yeah? Now operating up in Benburb Street.
Nobody operates in Benburb Street.
No, okay, but wherever...
The Lewis does.
Wherever her place is, yeah? And then she says, hours of business, and it's like 1 p.m. to like 1 a.m. First of all, that's a very long shift.
It is a long gig, alright.
That's a 12-hour gig. But who is paying for sex at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, Adrian?
Somebody who's just come off shift.
Hey! No, they're getting the shift.
A 12-hour shift and you fancy...
No, I can safely say with my hand on my heart,
yeah,
I have never had sex at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Have you not?
No.
God, you haven't lived.
No, well, I have lived. I've lived a great life, but that would just... The thoughts of that, yeah?
Yeah.
That's the equivalent of having a bowl of cereal at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
I've done that as well.
No, there's certain things that should be done at night.
I'd have a bowl of cereal in the evening.
No, that's okay. That's supper. But I'm saying sex at 1 o'clock.
But hang on. What's wrong with having a bowl of cereal at lunchtime?
It's not the done thing.
Says who?
Oh, says me. It's like you wouldn't have a pint at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, I would, yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, Katya operates from 1 p.m. to 1 a.m.
So to go back to your story.
Yeah. About my friend.
Yeah.
So she's joined Tinder.
Emily's joined Tinder, yeah.
No, can't continue if you don't pronounce her name right.
Go on anyway. Your woman, E.L., we'll call her E.L.
E.L., and she was at my gig the other night, and she was telling me the whole thing about Tinder life and all that, and it's bizarre. Anyway, she matched a man on Tinder the other day and went out on a date with him, and I spotted a red flag. There's a red flag. Yeah. And I want to know if you agree. So she went out on a date with him last Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, where people go on dates now?
No.
They like to go to Costa Coffee or Insomnia.
Oh, yeah, no, I didn't know that.
Oh, that's all. It's all gone about going out drinking and the cinema isn't a thing anymore. So they went to Costa for a date, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And she got chatting to him and found out he was a nice fella and all that. But she came back to me and she said that there's one thing, and do you think it's a red flag? And I said, what is it? He doesn't like any kind of sport. Yeah, red flag. Something's not right.
You see, I wouldn't be over.
I know you. I think you're lacking something in your life if you don't. Okay, I can understand people not being into certain sports.
Like
that sport your son's into, absolute bollocksology.
Which? Oh, Formula One, yeah. He loves it, yeah.
Adrian's son is into Formula One. Red flag, by the way, red flag.
Wait, what's the red flag?
No, in Formula One, when you want the cars to stop.
No, that's the checkered flag.
Checkered flag.
Yeah.
I can understand why there's certain sports that you wouldn't be into, yeah?
Yeah.
Water sports does nothing for me.
You told me that before, yeah.
No, but I'll tell you again, water sports, I find...
That's a specialised taste, it really is. You have to be...
What?
It is, it's...
But it's boring. No, I've never engaged in water sports. I've watched a couple of videos.
Have you?
Yeah, I've watched a couple of videos of water sports. And I have to be honest with you guys, it did absolutely nothing for me. It's boring. It's very stop-starty, isn't it? There's no rhythm in water sports. So pace.
Anyway, okay, so, no, you see, I wouldn't be into any sport more than others.
But this fella that you went to for, by the way, coffee, what a boring date.
It is a bit, yeah.
That she went for coffee with. They were chatting about things, and he said she was chatting about sport because she's a mad Aston Villa fan.
Know who Aston Villa are.
Just checking. And he's not into sport at all. And I said to her, you need to, that's a serial killer. That's Ed Gein. She's literally going on a date with Ed Gein. I don't like sports of any kind. I'm just letting you know. Do you not think it's strange?
It's a bit odd, yeah. But no,
out of all the sports in the world, there's like 10 million different sports, isn't there?
Well, there's a lot of sports, yeah.
Yeah. So if you're not in, I can understand why someone wouldn't be into snooker. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not into snooker, you could be into football. How does someone who's not into sport get their jollies?
But see, this is what I'm trying to explain to you. I'm not into any particular sport.
Oh, you do. You like Gaa.
But
although you only like Gaa because they serve booze at Croke Park.
That's exactly right.
If they stop serving booze at Croke Park,
forget it.
Fuck the Dubs. Yeah. Dubs who? Jim Gavin who?
Yeah, exactly.
Jim Gavin.
But I have a passing interest in all sports.
Yes.
Like recently there was the
Ryder Cup.
Yeah, I've had a passing interest in that.
I was glued, absolutely glued.
Recently there was the Man United Liverpool match on a Sunday afternoon. Great atmosphere.
Yeah, hopping off the chair I was. Yeah. As was my wife, because she's into sport as well. But this fella, we just call him Orr.
Orr, okay.
Because that's the initial of his first name.
Okay, Robert, yeah.
No, Ryan.
Oh, Ryan.
Why did you trick me into saying that? His name is Ryan.
How are you, Ryan?
Well, what's wrong with that?
Nothing's wrong with it at all.
Ryan doesn't like sport of any way, and I'm thinking that's Ed.
I don't like surnames that are first names either. Wrecks my buzz.
Oh, then tell her about that. I'll have to text her actually and tell her that. Is that another red flag?
Yeah, Ryan. Like, that's a surname. You listen to Tuberty.
But what do you think of that? That he's not into
any sport at all?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I do find it.
Eddie wants to know, was she on a date with Forrest Gump? Well, she may have. Well, no, I think she was on a date with Ed Gein. This man, I'm telling you, if she was to go back to his apartment, yeah, his bed would be made out of the bones of his mother's dead corpse.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about that kind of. Yeah. So she'd get on the bed with him, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And she'd be like, oh, well, this bed looks like your ma's dead body.
Well, it is.
So what would be your advice to, because you were a relationship guru.
What is your advice? Saying run away from him. You obviously said run away. I just find it a little bit odd. Does he not even have a passing interest?
What?
Does he not even have a passing interest?
No, you know what his interest is? Which is fucking sad. Motorbikes.
Motorbikes?
Motorbikes.
Yeah.
He collects all motorbikes and does them up.
Oh, really?
I think we've given away too much about this person.
Yeah, sorry about that.
We probably identified.
Ryan.
And Emma-Lee. Anyway, if you are dating someone, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Do not date anybody that is not into sport. It's a red flag. It's like animal print clothing on a woman.
What's wrong with that?
Oh, that's for another conversation. Oh. Oh.
What is wrong with the animal? You know the way you've...
Sorry, by the way, no animal print is elephant. Sure it's not.
No, I've never seen the elephant print clothing. I thought it's just grey.
Grey and wrinkly. Can we talk about that on the next edition? Because that'll flow in then. I have to talk about my hatred for animal print clothing. I'm sorry. Can we?
We will.
Thank you.
It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, where your opinion matters, but not as much as ours does.
I've been invited to a card night on Friday.
Poker night?
No, not necessarily. Okay. I have friends. We think they're swingers. No. We just think they are. They probably aren't swingers, okay?
Why do you think they are? Why would you possibly think somebody...
Just, we've got that vibe. We got the swingers vibe. We were at the house last Christmas.
Yeah.
We got invited around for nibbly bits. Yeah?
Okay. Nibbly bits.
The woman of the house, can I just say,
yeah,
she makes lovely vol-au-vents.
Lovely, yeah.
Vol-au-vents.
Yeah.
The only problem is she does chicken vol-au-vents, yeah?
Yeah.
But there's bits of mushroom in them.
Oh, that's perfect.
No,
absolutely perfect.
Oh, how dare you?
Oh, no.
Oh, no, how dare
you? Contraire.
How dare you, sir? How dare you?
Absolutely perfect.
You like mushrooms in your vol-au-vents?
Yeah.
Well, that's where we differ.
No, well, you can differ away. The woman is right.
What's the majority saying? What's the majority saying?
No, they're happy enough with the mushrooms.
Really?
So because this woman put mushrooms in your vol-au-vent, you think she's a swinger?
No. We just got the swinger vibe off them.
What's a swinger vibe?
Oh, you know.
Upside down pineapples?
What's an upside down pineapple?
That's a sign of a swinger.
Never knew that.
Yeah.
Who has pineapples in their house?
An up down. So if you had a sticker here on the wall of a pineapple, when you turned it upside down, that's saying swingers here.
Is that the swingers emblem?
Yeah.
An
upside down.
Emblem. What's the word? I can't say the word.
What's the word?
I can't emblem. Say. Emblem.
Emblem.
Can't say it.
Say M.
Mm.
M.
M.
Plum.
Boom. Emblem.
Emblem.
Can't say the word. Oh, God, that gives me the creeps.
Emblem. Emblem.
Can't say it. That's my ADHD. Anyway, yeah? I can't say the word. And I can't say that other word.
What?
The band Smack Me a Bitch Up. I can't say that word. Can never say that word.
The Prodigy.
Can't say that word.
That's why you never made it on the radio.
Well, that
you can't actually speak.
That and many other reasons. My voice. My lack of presentation skills.
I'm going to play the Prodigy.
Yeah, that's what I sound like.
Prodigy.
So, let me get this straight.
So, what's the name of the band that sings Smack Me a Bitch Up?
Guns N' Roses. I don't know. I can't say that word. The Pineapple Emblem. Album.
Emblem.
No, that's not even the way that word is pronounced.
It is emblem,
No, it doesn't sound right.
An upside down pineapple is a sign that you're a swinger.
Really?
Yeah. So, for example, on cruise ships, you walk past the door and if you see an upside
down... I've been on cruise ships. No, yeah. I don't go on the same type of cruise as you go on. Let's just get that out.
Which is what?
Well, your ones are for the more open-minded, discerning traveler.
Oh, is that why I saw loads of upside down pineapples?
Did you go on a swingers cruise?
No, I didn't. No, but
ladies and gentlemen, this has to be published because this
this has to be published.
This is news to me.
What, that an upside down pineapple is the sign of swingers?
Amanda, will you Google that as well?
You can Google it yourself, upside down pineapple. Yeah, go on.
It's interesting that you know that, Aidan.
No, everybody knows. Upside down pineapple.
Oh my God, that looks nice. There's such a thing called an upside down pineapple cake.
That's not what this is about.
I'm going to order my wife to make
that's a swingers cake.
No, I'm going to order my wife to make that.
Will you Google upside down pineapple?
What?
Upside down pineapple.
Upside down pineapple. Yeah. It's a cake.
It's not.
Mr. Kipling, you're winding me up.
No, it's not. Upside down.
What is an upside down pineapple lifestyle?
There you go. There you go.
Shut up. I'll read this out in my polished
newsreader voice.
Emblem. The pineapple, everybody needs to sit down for this part of the podcast. You need to listen to this. A pineapple is a symbol of sharing.
Yep, there you go. Yeah.
I wouldn't share my pineapple with anybody. I don't like pineapples. Very hard.
Come on, the upside down pineapple.
Shut up, I'm reading this in my polished voice.
Come on, polish away.
The upside down pineapple is supposed to be a symbol of the swingers lifestyle. Adrian was right. Within the swingers lifestyle, there are many subcategories. Now, which subcategory is swingers?
Oh, I don't know.
This is getting ridiculous. Of I can't say that word here. Monogamous behavior.
Monogamous, you fool.
I can't say that word either. That's why I'm not a presenter. The fact that the pineapple is upside down arouses curiosity. The idea of the inversion is about swapping places. Ah. So basically, you're sitting in a chair, a rocking chair, watching your wife being hockeyed out of it by someone with a bigger dick than you.
That's basically it, yeah.
And his dick is the pineapple. No.
I
got that wrong.
It's just a logo, basically.
I know, it has to mean something. Every logo means something. Like, look at the Nike logo.
What's the Coca-Cola logo mean?
There's no Coca-Cola logo.
There is.
Coca-Cola doesn't have a logo. Nah, it doesn't. The Coca-Cola logo is the word. But you look at the Nike logo.
Yeah.
It's a tick.
Yeah.
As in, just do it. Tick it off the list. Tick. That's where the Nike logo comes from.
Ah, you're ridiculous, you are.
It's not. Shell logo, you know Shell petrol?
Yeah.
It's a flame.
It's not, it's actually a Shell.
No, it's a flame.
It's actually a Shell, you fool of a man.
It's a flame because it's petrol.
You're a dope.
You swinging bastard, you. The Shell logo.
Is a Shell.
No, it's not, it's a flame.
That's not a flame.
It is a flame. You're a flamer, let me tell you. It's a flame.
It's not.
Because when the petrol ignites, that is the flame.
So you're saying that the logo for the Shell company, Shell PLC, is a flame. It's not actually, it's actually a Shell, you gobshite.
It's a flame in a fire.
No.
Yes, it is.
No.
It is.
You're an absolute fool of a man.
So Jess wants to know, are SpongeBob and Patrick swingers?
Because definitely.
They live in the pineapple under the sea.
Yeah.
No, but that pineapple is up.
I see, there's undertones there.
Your man with his crusty crabs.
Yep.
I know.
No.
Have you ever had a dose of crusty crabs?
They live in a pineapple under the sea. I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
That is the truth.
Have you ever had a dose of crusty crabs?
No, not lately anyway. Not lately, no.
Not since the 80s. Anyway, can I get back to that? We just got swingers vibes off them.
Okay, so you got invited to Cards.
No, we were there last Christmas.
What are you doing hanging around with swingers then?
But we didn't know they were swingers. But when we left the house that evening, it was an early December soiree.
Right.
And we thought it was going to be lots of couples and it just ended up being us. So that was red flag.
That's a red flag, always.
Major red flag. And the night went fine. There was conversation.
Did they start taking their clothes off?
No. Nothing as crude as that. It was a nice evening. We had a conversation. It was a very middle class evening. They're middle class people.
Pompous pricks, in other words.
I love middle class.
Yeah, pompous pricks.
I know, that's upper class. I like middle class.
You're a fool anyway. Go on, keep going.
And when we both left the house to get into the car, my wife turned to me and I turned to my wife and we said...
Are these neighbours?
No. They live about 50 minutes away, okay?
Okay.
But you want their address?
No.
Okay. And when we both got into the car, she looked at me and I looked at her and we went, do you ever do that thing with yourself and your partner where it happens at the same time for you? It's very rare.
It is rare.
But it's a glorious thing when you and your partner...
Yeah, get on with it, will you?
I'm trying to tell the story. When you and your partner both...
Think the same thing at the same time.
Come at the same time.
Yeah.
So we both came at the same time.
Yeah.
She went to me, swingers, and I went, fucking swingers. And... Nothing will convince us otherwise.
Okay, so what's that got to do with this Friday?
So we got a text message last week and they said, do you want to... Now, I like hanging around with middle class people. I really do. They're good stock. They're good stock people.
Go on.
Okay? And they said, do you want to come to a card night on Friday? Now, they didn't say, are other people going? You can't ask.
You
can't reply and go, are we the only ones? That's rude.
So what, is it poker or...
That takes me back to why we even discussed this, and I've wasted 6 minutes of your time. I don't know how to play any card games.
Well, you know how to play Uno.
I don't think it's going to be an Uno.
Oh.
Although your woman, I wouldn't mind picking up her four card.
Ah, you see, you're interested.
No, 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 no. Ah. No, no, no.
So she knows that she picked up swinger vibes
off you? No, there's no swinger vibes off me.
Oh, there we go. Oh, we have it sorted.
No.
Dixon is a swinger.
No.
That's it. We have it sorted.
There's
very
only
good.
One place this dicks in, if you get... Oh, sorry.
Are you going to the card game?
Okay, this is the question I have, yeah?
How can you go for a night of cards when you don't know how to play cards?
Give me a card game that's easy to learn that I can learn between now and the weekend.
Because Texas Hold'em Poker, simple, 2 year old.
These are upper class people.
They were middle class.
Well, middle to upper class. Like they don't. So my drink, as you know, is Captain Morgan's.
Yeah.
They don't stock Captain Morgan's.
What do they have?
Fana Club. Middle class.
It's not. It's just another rum.
Like you drink the one out of Aldi. What's it called?
Oh, that's
Captain Birdseye's or what's it called? what's the malt liquor called that Aldi do? Captain Birdseye. What's it called?
I don't know.
Scooby-Doo. What is
Captain
it?
Captain Morgan.
No, it's a cheap version of Captain Morgan.
Captain Cook.
Jack Sparrow.
So you're not going to learn a card game between now and Friday.
Okay, well, I'm not going over to a middle class house, yeah?
Right.
Do you know where it is, by the way?
No, where is it?
Oh, it's in a very posh road. A road you wouldn't even be allowed to drive down. Have you ever heard of, no, you wouldn't even know this place, Brighton Road?
I have heard of it, yeah, it's in Fox Rock.
Very, very posh.
Yeah.
Very, very posh.
You're not going up to somebody in Brighton Road.
Oh, I am, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Then the only reason that you're being invited is they think you're swingers. We have it sussed.
But the point is, what's the game where you throw all the cards on the ground with your kids and you have to pick them up and match them? What's that called? Fish. I can't say to them when they say...
Can we play fish?
They're going to be playing for big stakes. Like your man's... You know what your man's into?
No.
He's into Bitcoin.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the kind of people you're
dealing with. Then he's going to rob you. That's what he's going to do.
You're talking about Bitcoin and Havana Club. Yeah.
Amanda says Dixon is soft launching that he's a swinger. That's what I think is going on there.
No, you're just moving it into the conversation. No swinging Mickey's in my house. Thank you, girl. No swinging Mickey's, girl. The point is, I have now until the weekend, yeah?
Yeah, to learn a card game.
Now, if you are listening to this podcast after the event, which the chances are you will be, won't they?
Yeah, of course they will, yeah.
Yeah. So if you're listening to this podcast, this event has already happened. It's really weird when you're talking about something that... to them it has happened, but to you it hasn't happened yet. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, so this event has happened.
If you're listening to us.
Did you go to it?
Well, I don't know because it hasn't happened for me. It's happened for them.
This is like Back to the Future.
What do you mean? Oh, it is. Yeah, I'm Marty McFly. Great Scott. Havana Club. Oh. I just don't want to make a fool out of myself and go to the night and the only game I can play is fish.
Go anyway, will you please? I want to know what's happening with the swingers.
Do you think it's going to be?
Ah, definitely, yeah.
How will they initiate the swinging? How does it work, Adrian?
She might say to you...
He knows.
No. She might say to you, come on, I'll give you a look at the house. And you walk around the house and you're looking around the whole house, yeah? And then she throws you...
I have never been in someone's house where they've said, you want a tour of the house?
Yeah, that's because you weren't in the swinger's house.
That's so pompous.
No, but swingers would do that.
Do you want to see our new conservatory? Fuck off.
And then she'll bring you upstairs. Here's our bedroom. She pushes you on the bed and then she dies on top of you.
What?
And meanwhile, the husband's downstairs.
Drinking Havana Club.
With your missus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but I thought the whole thing about swinging was you look at each other doing it.
Oh, no, not necessarily,
oh,
no.
Oh, oh, no, oh no. That's a different paint job now. So you do it...
you're interested now.
I thought the whole thing about swinging, which you, by the way, you could write a book on by the sense of things. I thought the whole...
I'm just an educated man.
You're an educated fool.
No.
I thought the whole thing about swinging was that you watch the other...
No.
So you get off on watching somebody else...
So really what you're really admitting is you've already been to a swingers party. You're trying to normalise this lifestyle. It's okay. I don't judge.
I know you don't.
I don't judge.
No upside down pineapples in my house. In fact, we're so posh because we're upper class as well. You're
upper class now.
Oh, yeah. We buy our pineapples pre-cut.
You're full of a man.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to this podcast, by the way, I can't tell you how it got on because it hasn't happened yet. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Opinions matter.
Opinions matter.
With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland
about opinions.